If you actually thought your data was private, this podcast ain't for you.
If you thought I couldn't be replaced by AI right now, this podcast ain't for you.
And if you're still pronouncing that word for an internet joke as meme, this podcast ain't for you.
How are y'all doing?
Hello.
Welcome. And it is You Mad It's a Meme, the podcast that discusses things you thought you gave a fuck about this week. And it is Chuck.
And Jordan.
And we missed the episode, but get over it. It is what it is. Jordan is busy. And she don't fuck with us like that. I tried to get Charlie to do the episode, and she said, gabba dabba, dabba dabba, nope. And I was by myself.
Time to go to sleep.
Yeah, time to go to sleep.
Can I just say, I wrote that second question in your voice in my head, and you read it exactly like how I wrote it.
Hey, man, two peas in a pod. That is us. How are you doing, Jordan?
I'm good. I'm through the storm. Mm-hmm. And now it's troubleshooting time, bug fixing time. I've got a big ass project at work, and it's kicking my ass.
Oh, okay.
And
I was looking first.
I was in the prep stage, then we put it into action last week, which is why I was absolutely AWOL. And now we're in the bug fixing stage.
Okay. I'm still just, you know, big shit kicking it, trying to figure out life. Just a heads up, there may or may not be an episode next week, because I'm going to be in Louisiana with the Bayou folks, my favorite people in the world.
The Bayou folks.
Yes. Where race isn't an issue, it is all about if you are Cajun or not. It's my favorite, my favorite place in the world. It's Southern Louisiana. To go visit my dad, me and my sister. So, you know, I'm chasing my favorite po' boy. I'm trying to get to New Orleans to do ratchet things. I am excited. Yeah. That's all I got.
Spilled wine all down my face.
Okay. Well, do better. Since you didn't ask how I was doing, Jordan.
Okay.
You know. See, that's how much she doesn't care about us.
Okay.
She don't even care about me no more.
We've literally been sitting here talking for 3 fucking hours.
Are we even friends? Are we even friends anymore? Is this the end of the podcast as we know it?
I'd just be forgetting by the time we finally get around to recording, because we'd be sitting here shooting the shit for so long.
It's shit all over the walls. That's how much we have shot the shit. It is all over the walls. To the windows. To the wall.
Ski, ski.
Since we are saying rap lyrics, we might as well start with rap news.
We're starting there?
Yes. Okay. Because you're going to be the chunk of the podcast, I feel.
Okay.
So we're going to do baby chunk for Charles, big chunk Jordan, then we're going to finish it up with baby chunk Charles.
Okay.
I just gave y'all the layout for the podcast.
This
y'all
is
welcome.
The outline.
Yes. Let's talk about rappers.
Okay.
And how they get their ass whipped out here in the streets.
I do want to say, I thought briefly, because I do believe when we first started talking about this, it was on Mount Bizzo. So mm-hmm. That was our SoundCloud rapper days.
Yes.
Where we
yes.
were just on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really getting in the mud at that point with duct tape mics.
Bruh. Come on, man.
Oh, but I said at that time, and I was vehement about this, that fucking 6ix9ine was going to get his ass one day. Did not matter what kind of hold he had on the game or what kind of people he had in his life. His ass whooping was coming eventually, and every check that his mouth was writing was going to get cash.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit happened this week.
And it's funny. If you don't know what's going on, 6ix9ine, who is a rapper who turned rat and snitched on the RICO case that he was going against, got out of jail and just been kind of still being 6ix9ine, still trying to make music, but now he's more of just like a personality.
Yeah.
He's still walking around with the rainbow hair and all the extras.
Look, he retired to Florida. Like, yeah.
With Snowbird.
Yeah, but you know what he reminds me of is my main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody. Do you know what I'm talking about? What the fuck is his name? Jody High Roller.
I'm still thinking you're talking about Forrest Gump. So
no, but that's what he reminds me of. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know. Why you look that up? Let me continue on.
The Crunchberry Prince.
What the fuck are you talking about, bruh? She is saying words right now. I'm totally confused.
My mango. Riff Raff. Jesus Christ.
You said
that's one of my favorite memes of all time.
Yeah.
My main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody. Yeah,
back when he had the chomp grill. Okay, back to 6ix9ine. Jordan has been drinking wine. It is currently 1 o'clock in the morning as we record, so this episode may be a little crazy. 6ix9ine was in. He went into an LA Fitness, no security, solo dolo, and they caught him lacking in the bathroom.
Caught him lacking,
and it wasn't like, you know, men are like attempted murder-esque ass whooping. It was a like, let me check your chin, let me put my hands on you. Like, it was a high school jumping is now, what happened.
Well, those were not high school boys. Those were big-ass men.
They was stomping on him with Crocs on them. It's not like he had on Tim's. It's not like... Now, there's video services.
Stomping you out with styrofoam.
Right. In comfort. Let me assault you in comfort. It was a video of, I guess, they found out he was in LA Fitness, and you see, like, them coming in and, like, telling the front desk clerk, like, hey, this he with me. Don't even worry about him checking in. And he's going, whoop his ass a little bit. And then 6ix9ine walks out in his own free will. That's how an ass whooping it wasn't. 6ix9ine was able to leave.
It's not he like was the in hospital. His drawers.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a hold of him. And like Jordan said, we've been saying this for years. He's gonna reap everything that he sowed. And I think this is the first of many, because even if we think about like the 6ix9ines of the world, the George Zimmermans, the people who have done wrong in public and still act like they don't give a fuck.
That was a wild link.
6ix9ine and Zimmerman, it is a wild link, but I always feel like they fucked up or they did some foul shit.
They move through the world like there are no consequences.
Yeah, and they act like...
And like what they're doing is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so if 6ix9ine want to be out here just being a citizen, you will run into the motherfuckers who want to either get famous, they want to motherfucking teach you a lesson, they want to do whatever. You get to walk into the Batman's now, motherfucker. Get your ass whooped. Since you want to look like the Joker so bad, be prepared for every black Batman on your ass.
Because if you don't remember, 6ix9ine was really out here, like, before the case, running his fucking mouth. Like, constantly saying that he had the game in a chokehold. He was your rapper's favorite rapper. Y'all couldn't do nothing to him. He couldn't be touched. And like double and triple down on that shit when he would get checked, because he did get away with a little bit. But then his ass got kidnapped and he was still fucking talking shit.
Right.
Then he went to court and then he snitched. And nothing will get you fucked up more than being a rat.
Right.
That's why he moved to Florida. He had to move out of where the fuck he was from. And then got down there and was trying to act like he was going to be low-key, but then started talking more shit. The level of delusion.
And you know who's up next on this ass-whooping train? Charleston White.
Yikes.
He's because he's giving that same bravado of like...
Y'all can't touch me.
Yeah, y'all can't touch me. I'm out here in these streets, whatever. He's not like going to like hoods and shit, but he is like talking about different pop culture topics, and he may be calling it how we see it, whatever. Not most recently, but I remember he went against motherfuckers in Houston, Jay Prince. He went after Jay Prince and them after the Migos murder. So somebody's going to run into him who aligns with a Jay Prince or whoever else you want to talk about, and they're going to fuck you up.
Yeah,
they're going to catch you thinking that nobody's paying attention to you.
I will say,
catch your ass.
Charleston White at least has a little bit of logic behind some of the shit that he says. Because sometimes he'd be saying shit and I'd be like, do I agree with him?
Oh, no. I don't know if I was texting y'all or what, but we were talking about Charleston White with somebody. I was like, he made sense.
Yeah, he does make a point sense. From time to time.
Yeah. But he's still ignorant and stupid and walk around with nunchucks and shit. Like, you're going to be stupid.
And he loves attention. That's the biggest problem that he does, in fact, have.
Attention. And I want attention too, but I'm not finna sit here. Like, even if I don't fuck with Jay Prince, and I don't, I'm not finna get on Vlad TV and be like, fuck Jay Prince from the mountaintops, because I gotta leave Vlad and that shit is gonna get posted. And I'm not always gonna be thinking about the shit that I say. That's why, you know, I say a lot of stupid shit, but in the confines of this podcast.
I'm about to say, I think we're learning lessons right now. I think you might even be paying attention to what you're saying here, sir.
Hey, man, every once in a while I try to. I've been evolving these last few weeks.
Hey.
And come so on now. I'm trying to be more mindful of the things around me. You know, this 33 gonna hit different. That's FYI. So if rappers can get their ass up, you might as well just put them in a bracket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since March Madness is coming to an end, I was browsing my timeline, and I seen that Morgan & Morgan, some law group, some fucking where, I don't know, came up with a rap madness, a play, a spin on March Madness, and came up with a whole 64 rapper bracket. And wanted you to come up with the ultimate winner. We'll share the actual bracket. It's extensive. We're not going to go through 1 through 64. I will tell you the number one seeds were Drake, Kendrick, Future, and Lil Baby. And those are, to me, NBA Youngboy, not Lil Baby. NBA Youngboy. Those are, I guess, the four best rappers out right now.
Boy, my bracket is a Cinderella bracket to speak of. Okay. It is one number one in my final four.
Oh, I have none. So if yours is... No, I have one.
You gotta have one. I already know you got one. I got the same one.
Yeah. So there were some interesting matchups.
I'd like to ask you a couple of these 16 seeds and see if you know them.
Okay.
Baby Tron.
No.
Okay. Didi Osama.
No.
Central C.
No.
Let me move on. D Savage. I think we actually saw D Savage at
Bay in Vegas?
Maybe. As a early in the day. And he's not bad, but he wasn't gonna win against Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Rio the Young OG.
Absolutely not.
We need to figure out where Morgan & Morgan are from, because that might inform us of what some of these choices were. Because, like, for me, Freddie Gibbs is not on here, which I didn't understand, because Benny the Butcher and Joey Badass and the likes are on here. Pusha T. But Glorilla made it. Pierre Borney? Well, I will say 5-0 Foreign is on here, so maybe there's some grime shit on here that I don't know, because I be hearing it, but I don't actually know the people.
It seems like Morgan & Morgan is a Texas law firm.
Well, I'll be goddamn. Yeet? You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I know who Yeet is. Apparently, Yeet is the shit. Every Twitter rap, like, vlog I follow always talks about Yeet, and apparently this album just came out with is just phenomenal.
Oh, so I'm grandma in this situation. Yeah. Okay, got it. not shocked. Nav made this, which was strange to me.
People love Nav for some reason. I don't like him.
I fuck with Nav tracks, but I'm not checking for an album.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
And most of the tracks I fuck with are features.
Mm-hmm.
But who's another six? Like, West Side Gun is the 15 on here, and like, there was somebody over here that was not higher than him, and I was like, what? Mike Dimes? That sounds familiar.
I've listened to Mike Dimes' album. I fucked with it.
I appreciate the Bobby Shmurda mention.
Shmurda.
But, like, I don't know. What's his name? The Kid Laroi being on here, like, over some other people that could have been on here? Interesting.
And I misspoke. Morgan & Morgan is founded in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, anyway, moving on. Who's your final eight?
Final eight.
Let's start in top left.
Okay, Drake,
mm-hmm.
Kanye West.
Yeah, same.
Kendrick Lamar,
mm-hmm.
Tyler, the Creator.
Pusha T made it for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Don Toliver.
Of course,
J.I.D.
Yeah, so mine was J.I.D. J. Cole was a hard one.
Yeah.
Top 16 landed with J.I.D. and J. Cole. And then I fuck with Denzel Curry. So mine was Denzel Curry and J. Cole.
J.I.D. Right now is definitely my top five.
Yeah, so. J.I.D. was like right there.
Yeah. And then I had Travis Scott and Young Thug.
I have Cordae and Meg Thee Stallion.
That fine bracket. It's way, way
so louder. Let's go down for that one. Let's figure out what your train of thought was.
Okay.
Because where you had who and who?
Travis Scott. And Thugger.
Well, that's already because I had Travis Scott versus Cordae in the first round. Cordae won that out for me. And then I don't really fuck with Thug like you do. So Cardi won that round for me.
Okay. Now, Thug isn't just like my nigga. But I mean, I ended up with Thugger versus Gunna. And if I had to pick between those two, to me, they like this Young Thug, who is an architect. And Gunna is just like the carbon copy of Thug to me. So you got to go with the original.
Who'd you pick out of Tory Lanez and Cardi B? It's a
book. Cardi B, I think.
Okay. Just making sure.
Cardi B.
Just making sure.
Come on, believe black women, man. I learned my lesson. Anything with goddamn Tory Lanez, I just go opposite. I swipe left on that shit.
Okay. So who is your final four?
Don Toliver.
Don Toliver beat Jid.
Yes.
Okay.
Travis Scott beat Young Thug.
Okay.
Ye beat Drake. Obviously. As he motherfucking should.
Obvi.
And Kendrick beat Tyler a lot closer than you would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot closer for me too. I was almost gunning for Pusha T to be the Cinderella.
Yeah. Okay.
And that would have been my only, well, Kendrick and you and me both have Kendrick as our only number one seeds in the final four.
That made it through. Yes. Yeah.
What was the other side? Explain your choices.
Don Toliver over JID.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Because JID, I love the kid. Well, he's not a kid. I always think he's a kid. He's our age.
I think so too. And yeah, he's definitely our age.
He's our age like a motherfucker. I can listen to Don Toliver in a car, in a bar, over here, a plane, and over far. I don't give a fuck. Don Toliver got some songs that will always ride in my car. Heavy. Goddamn, from the first album he came out with to the one he just came out with, Honeymoon, on his new album.
Mm.
God damn, that shit go. He's just a vibe, and he's always a vibe forever and ever. JID, I got to kind of listen to. I have to, like, pay attention. I have to, like, break shit down.
Mm.
He's not as complicated as a Kendrick Lamar, but JID isn't just the vibe where Don Toliver and Travis Scott vibe, little, not deep, but they may say some, like, little catchy bars. But Don Toliver and Travis, forever, forever.
Combined. Who did Travis be for you? Because we have very different brackets. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Young Thug is just, that nigga go hard, but I don't fuck with him. He's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, he got knocked out a long time ago. Cardi B won that for me.
Cardi? So, Cardi was in your final four?
No, she was in my final eight, though.
Okay. Who's your final four?
Elite eight. My final four was Ye,
mm-hmm,
Kendrick, mm-hmm, Obvi, J. Cole,
okay,
and Meg.
Okay.
My elite eight matchup on that side of the bracket was Cardi versus Meg, which was annoying because there's only like three females on here. No Lotto, no, which I mean, whatever.
Coi Leray.
And it's not like we're talking lyricists, so Rhapsody's not here.
Yeah.
Shit like that. But
she would have been up there for me.
So Meg beat out Cardi and then J. Cole beat out Denzel.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
Denzel is a vibe for me.
Mm.
When I am listening to music by myself, let me tell y'all something. Every day on my way to work, I listen to Party Up so I can get by DMX, so I can get that energy out of my system so I don't fuck nobody up. And Denzel falls into that playlist from time to time.
Gotcha.
Denzel Curry.
When I used to work, that's how I was with JID, Leonardo DiCaprio, too. And I used to tweet that shit every day. And JID finally retweeted my shit.
I know, I saw that.
And I lost my shit.
Oh, JID, you know what? Energy. That Elite Eight wasn't Cardi. Cardi beat out Meg down here. It was Cordae is who it was. You know, I've been fucking with Cardi.
Yes, before. Yes. Cordae.
And that damn Cordae, that the last Anderson .Paak Cordae
two track. Two times. And, yeah. We're fucking with it. Now, I don't want to do it too accurate. I don't want to get flagged for, you know, copyright infringement. But yeah, that was definitely the shit. Man. So who's the grand finale? Who'd you have?
The grand finale was Ye,
mm-hmm,
and Meg.
Okay. And who won?
The future is female. Which I literally was listening to Trauma Zine this week. And that's why I was like, that I literally have been listening to that album. So I am there for that. At this present moment in time, and I'm not like a huge stan. Like, I'm not out here, like, I can't tell you every lyric. And I literally listen to Kanye also this week. Mm-hmm. But I'm listening to The College Dropout every week, not fucking Pablo or none of that shit.
Okay, I got you. Gotcha.
It's Meg right now for me. Trauma Scene was a fucking classic ass album, and I know people don't want to give her the credit because, you know, there's some ass shaking on there and shit, but that fucking album is so fucking good, and I don't want to hear no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I have nothing to say. Believe women. That's what I gotta say.
So I already know your winner was Kanye.
Yes, I had Ye versus Travis. Now, what fucked me up for the longest, because Jordan got through with her bracket quick, and I spent a good 4 minutes.
Gotta go with your good.
Yeah, trying to figure out Ye versus Kendrick. My new favorite versus my old favorite. Or Ye is always my favorite, but my number two versus my number one. And Kendrick.
I'll be your groupie, baby.
Well, Usher don't count. That's a whole nother side of it. I don't know. It was hard, but Ye got me into rap, like for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick got me into, like, I guess the lyricist side of things. Mm-hmm. And I just got to give it to Ye for the College Dropout, Graduation, Late Registration. Those three albums, I don't think will ever be topped in rap. So, and then Travis Scott, I don't like old Travis. I like Astroworld and Future Travis and like this new Travis. And I don't know if I'm gonna like this new Travis after he killed all those people at the concert. So I had to go with Ye.
You probably are, because of all the souls he received.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's about to live fuck up. We don't say the I word because, you know, they'll fuck up my Apple shit. Also, I had to say Ye because I got a whole Kanye beer in the middle.
Oh, you do? I see it all the time, and it's so. This man is so synonymous with our culture in general.
Yeah.
And the Murakami shit that he had created, it just is what it is. I will agree.
Yeah.
That was when it came down to Ye and Meg. I was sitting here thinking about it for a very long time. Not that long, but I was like,
long enough.
I was like, for me, this was the past versus the future. Mm. And Ye will always be the future eventually. But right at this particular moment in time, Megan is it for me.
Hold on. Let's go down the side street for a second.
Okay.
Speaking of Ye and the future, did you see Beyonce is pulling out of Ivy Park?
Yes.
Do you think Kanye leaving had anything to do with the Ivy Park failure?
I saw that comment and I don't know, because it also just feels like it's time. And then she just released, I didn't have time to actually look into this, but she just did a visual. I don't know. I don't think it's the official visual that everybody's been looking for from Renaissance. Mm-hmm. With, I already forgot who it was. Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was Balenciaga.
Oh, she just upped the fucking ante?
Well, this is the thing. It's not her collection necessarily. Or maybe it is. So I think that's what might be happening is,
you say
Balmain is who it is.
Balmain.
Yeah.
They make good, cool jeans. Balmain jeans. Is that a thing?
Sure. But
I heard that phrase before.
So what I haven't been able to figure out, cause she just said, thank you to the creative director, Olivier Rousting, and Balmain for bringing Renaissance to life in couture. Designing alongside you was freeing. So yeah. So she designed a line with Balmain, with Renaissance the album as the inspiration, and it is haute couture, which is a next level amount of money. So I just think she just leveled up. She was like, you know what, kind of tired of fast fashion, because in the reverse, H&M just released a line. This is a bunch of fashion bullshit that nobody cares about, but H&M just released a line with Mugler, which is really interesting because most fast fashion right now, like, you've seen the Mugler bodysuit a million and one times, you just didn't know what it was. And Mugler's been around since the 80s, but they're doing a line with H&M. It's been released, and it's kind of wild because everybody's kind of going back and forth on if it makes sense for the brand or not, because Mugler can look cheap quickly, but it's the little things about it that are very obviously not cheap that has always been made them like a staple brand. Mm-hmm. And those are not things that you can do with fast fashion with the resources that H&M has, like when you're pumping these shits out every 5 seconds. So everybody's like, will the brand lose their stature by doing this? But H&M has had other Versace collab and Gucci collab that were very successful. So I was reading some bloggers and they're like, nah, I think they'll be all right. You're seeing knockoffs anyway.
You wearing a bodysuit?
Let me say something. If Mugler made a bodysuit in my size, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Mugler has some jeans so they're also known for their power suit situation, but they have some jeans that I would fuck with, but the way they're about to get played out, because I saw the collection that is going through H&M, and the jean we're fixing to see this summer, all fucking summer, is going to have a cutout that goes from the hip all the way down to the ankle in like a swirly pattern of like see-through netting. We're going to see this every fucking wear. Now, it's because it's available at H&M. It was some shit they kind of released recently and then also reinvented. And now that it's going to be ready for fast fashion, you better believe Fashion Nova and Pretty Little Thing are going to have their own versions of it. And you're going to see it every fucking wear this summer. And it's going to be like a see-through cutout that does like a little swirly design from hip to ankle all the way to the bottom. So it looks like there's like a strip cut out of the jeans all the way to front. Mark my fucking words.
So you're just seeing meat.
You're seeing meat, yeah. All the way down.
Thigh meat,
hip meat. Depending on the cutout. Some of them are going to have like black mesh panels. But some of them are going to have like skin tone mesh panels.
Well.
Just depends. And then you're going to see it in the bodysuits too. Mugler is known for, it kind of looks like, if you've ever seen an athlete with kinetic tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like our kinesio tape where it's like strips of black on their shoulder. That's kind of what the Mugler bodysuit looks like. It just looks like a bunch of kinesio tape covering up certain shits.
Now I'm curious, how did we go?
I don't know.
Yay.
Because we were talking about fashion. Beyonce
did the Adidas bag, was yay a part of this inadvertently or not? And we went with Mugler bodysuits.
He maybe inadvertently, but I think at the same time, Beyonce just looking at some other shit right now. Like, I feel like she feels like she did that. And she's ready to move on.
But did she? If she lost 50 million.
I mean, also, know when to cut your losses and get the fuck out.
Sure. Sure. I tweeted about it, but I was like, was this Ye's fault? Was this just the exclusiveness of the items, because everybody, once when anything dropped, they sold out and, you know, left people hanging? Or was it, I forgot what the third option was, but you don't see Beyonce take L's. You don't see loss and Beyonce in the same sentence unless it's a fucking Grammy. Any other time, the motherfucker wins. So why in the fuck, and it seems like Adidas just dropping ship. They got like $1 billion worth of Yeezys that they have no idea what to do. Like, it's just wild over there at Adidas. Just drop your shit so I can get more golf shit cheap. So that's all we're doing. That was 30 minutes. That was a whole lot longer than I was expecting for Chuck's baby chunk. Now, Jordan, big chunk.
Oh, well.
Go ahead. You go for it.
I think we can't have this podcast without talking about and addressing the elephant in the room in the American government, and that is that politicians across our Congress are uniting, bipartisan, Democrat, Republican, all agree that we should ban TikTok in the U.S.
Mm.
And the reason for that is that the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, is technically a Chinese company, although they are spending majority of this current congressional hearing or whatever. Y'all, I ain't no damn politician and I'm halfway through a bottle of wine, but trying to separate themselves from China in general. But so China is known for the Communist Party and government control. And right now they are still our biggest, ByteDance is the company's name, are still our biggest competitors as far as technological advances and scientific advances, and what all of that equates to is money. And who has the most money?
How is it a competition if they always win it?
It's okay. So you say, with that being said, our current administration, the Biden administration, is concerned that all of our data is being sold directly to China through TikTok. And in preparation for...
I got notes, friend. Continue on.
Today's hearing, the CEO, Chu, what's his name? Shou Chu? That's not his full name. What's his full name? Because we need to know, because he's very important. Shou Zi Chu.
Mm-hmm.
Appeared before Congress today, and before that, he got on TikTok to brag about how much TikTok is doing. And a lot of people have said maybe that might have shot him in the foot, because it's not going well for my man. He did not do well in this hearing. But he basically said that 150 million Americans are now on TikTok, which mm-hmm. is half of our population.
Yep.
And it is completely integrated into, there's another article on NPR where it just talks about what are the ramifications of it, what is the likelihood of actually banning TikTok, and what is the impact, because it is so integrated into our culture. And they gave examples like when you go to, ignoring what it does for the music industry, going to Trader Joe's and as seen on TikTok section of foods that were made popular on TikTok.
Okay.
Going to Barnes and Noble's, and there's book talk section where people have talked about books on there. Like, and it's just, it continues down the line, notwithstanding all of the influencers whose jobs are TikTok.
Let me stop you. Okay. I have to. My biggest thing about the way the current format of social media has always worked is I don't like Facebook, which then turned in, I don't like Instagram. I don't like what's the motherfucker who runs Facebook? I don't like Meta.
Zuckerberg.
I don't or like, Meta. I just can't get with the concept of Meta. That shit is annoying. I don't like that everything integrates with each other. But it doesn't make sense because I like Apple because everything integrates with each other. Whatever. So I think what's going on, because no matter how you slice this shit, data is being sold. Whether Meta owns the data, whether Twitter owns the data, whether TikTok owns it. I'm saying fucking TikTok owns the data. Our data is being sold to the highest bidder. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way of the land currently. Whatever. If China's selling that shit, if Zuckerberg is selling that shit, it's still getting sold and bought. My cookies are still being targeted towards me. Mm. My ads, everything is still being targeted towards me. Whatever. Why in the fuck is America so scared that as sold by TikTok could be a thing? It's already a thing. Like, this has already happened in the culture. Nobody gives a fuck about a Facebook post. Everybody cares about the TikTok and the way it's trending. That's why everybody is trying to recreate what TikTok is doing right now. If we're going by quick information, quick data, the 7 minute, 7 second, I mean, 7 second
attention span.
Yeah. TikTok owns it, and let them have it. Like, people with longer attention spans can be on Facebook. People who like their news quick can be on Twitter. It's a lane and avenue for everywhere. Why are y'all mad that this Chinese man just figured something out before y'all? Why give a fuck?
So, couple things. For one, they were talking about how TikTok has literally transformed the culture and what those companies are doing. So in relation to that, Facebook, Instagram have all geared themselves back towards video-based content because of TikTok type shit. So the idea is that the data is just providing too much information to the Chinese directly, and they're using that to do all kinds of shit. But like, for one example, it was proven that the platform was using itself to monitor mentions of Tiananmen Square, because that's not something that you're allowed to post about or talk about in China. And on the American side of the app, they were reducing mentions of that and like banning that. And so what the control is, and them being able to control the information that is produced and finds its way to the algorithm versus other things is the conversation. So the CEO's response was, well, we have a whole plan in process. It's like a $4.5 billion plan to move all this data back stateside to Austin-based company Oracle, who has acquired a majority in TikTok, the American TikTok, or something along those lines. And they're calling it Project Texas, which the representatives even took took umbrage with that word and said, please don't call it Project Texas. Change your name, because we in Texas, we stand for freedom and transparency, and we don't want your project.
I am. Maybe we're missing something, or I'm missing something, because if we're getting fucked, regardless, I don't care if it's a Chinese dick or an American dick, we getting fucked. It don't matter how you look at it. If we're using our phone, it doesn't matter if TikTok is collecting it. And because even if with the argument of like, okay, we can't bring up the tenement square.
Yes.
Facebook does the same shit. Instagram shadow bans people all the time when they don't have the same views that the majority thinks or agrees with. So what does it matter if we can't bring up Chinese shit? If y'all are going to ban, y'all going to hate when I say this, but y'all are going to ban like a Trump supporter or like mm-hmm. someone who is on the right side that is voicing their free speech. Mm-hmm. Like, we're doing the same thing here. So why does it fucking matter?
Yeah, that's what a government employee who was a former government intelligence, now he works for a cybersecurity company, so he was picked as a reference for this. He was like, we're really pushing it on the freedom of speech situation here if we do decide to ban TikTok. And we're not the only country that's considering it. India has already done it. There is no TikTok in India.
But India bans a bunch of free thinking shit, right?
Kind of. India also is kind of rife with political strife. Like, there's not really a shit changes a lot in India. But the countries that are considering it, I lost it. It was like Denmark, the Canada. Where the fuck did that list go? Because I was kind of, that was confusing me. Denmark, Canada, Great Britain, and New Zealand. And the entire European Union have considered banning TikTok, which the EU is not exactly making great choices in the last couple of years. But he was like, it's just kind of extreme. Like, he said, it makes sense to restrict access on government-issued phones, which Abbott put into law a couple of months ago.
Sure.
Which is interesting, because reading through these, they showed him quoting a quote from him in 2020 where he was advocating to Donald Trump to convince TikTok to move their business to Texas.
Because you want that fucking bag.
But now he's saying that they don't want anything to do with TikTok, but Oracle has already acquired them, and Oracle is Austin based. But, you know, a lot of people don't consider Austin to be Texas. But like he was saying, we have Tesla in China, we have Microsoft in China, we have Apple in China. Are they going to start banning us now? It could escalate very quickly.
Right. And you're getting rid of the number one market in the world if you say fuck China. Don't they have the most people and the most fucking money in the world?
Their population is actually declining for the first time in forever.
Oh, because they killed all the fucking girls.
Babies, yeah.
Yes. It's just weird. Why does it matter if China owns the data? What are they going to do? Come over here and take our Chipotle fucking...
According to Representative Burgess, you may not care now, but you will care later. He is a lot of these kind of like curmudgeon-esque politicians are treating it like the young kids just think that we're just trying to take away something that's bad for them. And we are like, they're just mad we're trying to take away their fun thing. But yeah, it just seems a lot more complex than what these politicians are making it out to be in these. And their arguments are so crazy, and they're not letting this guy talk whatsoever. Right. And every financial or like consulting firm has said that he did not do well today. Mm. So the hearing was today. This is Friday that we're recording. And that it's not looking good for him.
My thing is, if we say fuck TikTok, let's say fuck Facebook, let's say fuck Twitter, let's say fuck Instagram, or fuck Meta, fuck Twitter, fuck TikTok, let's go back to reading books and fucking watching sports on TV. If we're going to say fuck one social media platform, say fuck them all,
because they all fucking us at the end of the day.
Which is interesting because that is kind of the plot line of Fahrenheit 451, which I know you probably, did you read?
I didn't read it. I know the plot, motherfucker. They made a movie with Michael B. Jordan. They got rid of books and then motherfuckers went stupid. Yes, it was an HBO. That was one of their first movies they made.
I didn't even know that. Right before
COVID started.
I did not know that.
And also,
it's actually, you know what actually taught me about Fahrenheit 451 before I read it?
Mm-hmm.
The famous Jet Jackson. There's a whole episode about it in the famous Jet Jackson and book burning.
Fuck them books. Just another last thing before I get off.
Well, I got two things on
it. Okay, my grandpa's soapbox. Now, if you say, oh, no, I'm not. I'm little cousin soapbox. It's not grandpa's soapbox.
Yeah.
If y'all get rid of TikTok, right? We seen what them old white motherfuckers did when they stormed the Capitol. You don't think these young motherfuckers who can definitely jump over fences and can definitely act a motherfucking ass, you don't think they're going to storm your motherfucking Capitol? And y'all better keep that same energy. Y'all better let these kids run the motherfucking streets.
They're going to run
right past AOC and all the cool motherfuckers. They're going to fuck on, knock on motherfucking, who's the Texas congressman?
Burgess was the one of the main ones talking.
Burgess, they're going to knock on Burgess' motherfucking door.
Denton County.
Stomp a motherfucking mud hole in your ass. Y'all better be cool. Because y'all not thinking this shit through.
Or ask 6ix9ine for some tips on how to survive. You better hope they got their Crocs with their giblets on.
Nah, the golf Crocs. I'm finna fuck your shit all the way up. And I'm going to be with them. If they storm in the Capitol, I'm with them for this.
It is very strange to me. Like, I understand the concept of the security issue. But then to ask, like you said, you saw the clip of them. To ask the question, does your app use Wi-Fi?
Right.
Like, how out of touch are you? Like, so much of our government right now is just people talking to be heard. And to be like, I want to be a part of the conversation. But someone else already made the point I was going to say. So now I'm just going to say some dumb shit. Like, fuck. It's Congresswoman... Cat something, she said some dumbass shit where she was like, y'all support this kind of content on your platform and it hasn't been taken down. And it was someone talking about suicide ideation and like how it influences the youth and stuff and whatever, which they are putting age limits on shit right now finally. But he literally said, well, I don't know if America does too well about, you know, policing this kind of content on your own platform. So, exactly. Like, what do you mean? Like, you just had another mass shooting, like, last week.
I would have walked in there with that energy. Like, y'all can't do shit right here.
That technically is not the conversation, but leave it up to the GOP to divert the conversation to some dumbass shit like that. Like, it's for the protection of our children. Meanwhile, we're banning children to even be able to make decisions in states like Florida, Iowa. Iowa has passed officially that if someone under the age of 18 has transitioned, they have 6 months to detransition or they could face legal issues or their parents could face legal issues.
They're going to put them in jail?
I don't fucking know how that's going to work. I don't know if it's a fine. What gender
jail do you put them in?
Look, I don't know. It's really fucking weird the shit that we're concerned with right now. The things that are at the forefront of the conversation in the political sphere are nuts. And the things that are getting passed at a rapid speed are so fucking scary that it's Florida said, insane.
We don't fuck with critical race theory so bad. Fuck the Divine Nine.
All that shit out.
fuck all the shit. Like all your history, just fuck it.
Fuck it.
If you ain't regular, if you ain't white and blonde hair, blue eyed, that loves your white wife, get the fuck out of our state. It is crazy how Florida is acting.
And Texas right behind them. Abbott looking at them and looking at his people like, how the fuck we can be like them? We are fucking up. They are beating us at our own game.
Yes. It's time to start this culture, Chuck.
It's one of those things, too, where it feels like the Mr. Krabs meme where everything's spinning around you, mm-hmm. where it's like, where the fuck do you start?
Right.
What the fuck do you even focus on right now? Because, like, it's one of those, and, you know, it's a vacuum, it's a whiplash, it always happens. Like, we had so much progress, we had so much fucked up shit happening with Trump because Trump was such a whiplash back from the Obama administration.
We're trying to reset it.
And then we're in such a, just a... kind of a shitty situation with Biden that who knows what's fixing to happen.
Because Granddad, he's literally like the grandpa from Rugrats. And he's just sleeping on the couch.
Literally.
Where them kids at? Ah, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. Let them kids run themselves. Meanwhile, they are fucking shit up.
Right. Tommy done downloaded TikTok.
Let me tell y'all something. We got to get back in the playpen before Grandpa wake up, because we are going to be in some shit if we don't figure out our way back.
Oh, man.
We are too far from the house right now.
Man.
Spike, come get us. My dude. Please, someone help.
It is all bad for the
U.S. Phil and Lil, Beto and AOC, help us. Get us back.
This is just the end times, Jordan. Get right with your God, because we ain't going to make it. We ain't going to make it to 2024.
All power be to TikTok.
Amen. Because once they get rid of TikTok, I give us 3 weeks.
Happy beginning of Ramadan.
Amen. You better hit him up. You better talk to Allah.
Yeah, it's a real interesting situation. That's kind of, I just felt like we needed to touch on it. Listen, clearly, from the way I just tried to explain that, I'm no fucking expert in this shit, but we do need to stay abreast of the shit.
Yeah, we got to pay attention. You know, tune in to CNN and NBC and MSNBC and HSN and all the motherfuckers, and just watch this.
And with that being said, let me just establish something right here. We support LGBTQ rights. Mm-hmm. We support trans rights. We support trans people as humans, mm-hmm. as well as Black history was not being taught in schools, period. And now y'all want to just focus on one little piece that you didn't even know what it was until someone in a bipartisan atmosphere created a buzzword for you to talk about with your friends that you don't even understand what the fuck it is. And CRT, even if you don't want it to be in schools, understand that your kids were not receiving a curriculum that had Black history in it to begin with. It makes no fucking sense that we grew up in a world where we were 4 hours away from Tulsa, and I did not know about the Tulsa massacre until I got wild. To college yeah, and had to wild. Read about it my yeah. fucking self.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is crazy.
I grew up with books that told me that the Big Bang was a theory based on a sticker that they applied to all of our science books that said, "You can also follow this website to understand that evolution may be a lie." It was government issued in our books when we were in middle school. They took it out eventually. This is the type of shit that we grew up on. And y'all are concerned about critical race theory? Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. We still have standardized testing and shit that teachers can't even possibly compete with. And no one understands how the fuck Common Core works. So please, worry about something that matters.
Y'all don't teach cursive. Y'all change pen dyes.
Teach somebody how to do their goddamn taxes.
Motherfuckers.
Shit.
Yeah, they don't read clocks anymore. There's only digital.
You know, one of my favorite things that I've seen in the last couple weeks, I was just telling somebody about this, because bless the youth.
They wait. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Which?
It's a kid in high school trying to have the kids read the clock?
No.
Oh, no. Well, you go.
No, it's a kid. She's either in high school or just fresh out, and she is a nanny. And she's telling a story about how she had one of the kids with her, but the other two were at the house, and she needed to tell the other two to get ready for something, but she had the phone. So the three kids are not old enough for phones yet, but they have an emergency cell phone. Mm-hmm. But the one that was with her had the cell phone.
Oh.
And so she was like, "Hear me out, inventors. I can't invent shit, but I think this is some shit we need to have. And it's a phone that always stays at the house at all times for emergencies only that you can call whenever you need it." And everybody in the comments was like, "My girl, a landline?" That's what we're talking about?
Oh, shit.
Have you ever seen the videos of kids that are probably in high school now that you put a rotary phone in front of them, they don't know what it is?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, or if you ask a kid to, like, pantomime using a phone.
Using a phone, they hold their hand, their whole hand. Yeah, there's no more banana phone.
Yeah, no more. The video I was talking about, a kid was in high school, and he was just asking his other peers, you know, what time is on the clock? And it was like a regular clock or whatever.
With hands.
Yeah, and they were way off. And I don't know if they were just buying into the bit or they just didn't know.
Is this a bit? That's also my favorite meme right now. Are you doing a bit right now, or are you serious?
Yeah, it was way off. And I was just laughing like, these dumbass kids. They don't know cursive. Fuck them kids. Let's talk about the drinking scale.
Mm.
Okay. Y'all know my favorite thing to do on this podcast here recently is ask Jordan silly prompts that I found on TikTok. So
Have at it, China.
Yes, yes, motherfucker.
Real fuck important
you.
Shit over here. If y'all
get rid of TikTok, how are we gonna survive? This is the only way this.
I never joined it, so.
Okay.
Now, we gonna get you. Now, if TikTok don't get banned and they drop this case, you gotta join TikTok.
In solidarity.
Yes, it's mandatory. So,
Mr. Chu, if you're listening.
Chew, make it happen.
He's definitely listening because he has access to all our data.
I don't care. He's a little confused on what I did last night, but let him. He'll be all right. Now, this woman has a drinking skill, and we're just gonna have to. I'm gonna have to plug and play and just put the whole prompt in, and I'm gonna try to come up with some additions to what she says. So, just listen to this shit.
Understood scale for
huge.
There's an unspoken yet universally understood scale for how intoxicated you're allowed to be at certain life events and holidays. It's hard to explain, so just hear me out. I'm just going to explain how intoxicated you're allowed to be at certain life events and holidays. Scale goes from 1, tipsy, to 10, obliterated. On a plane, 6. Someone else's wedding that you've been invited to, 10. Your own wedding, 7. Somebody else's wedding that you're in the wedding party for, also 7. Even if the bride and groom don't get to a 7, you're still allowed to be at a 7, but you can't be higher than a 7 because you can't get drunker than they are allowed to get drunk, and you also can't get too drunk that in the event that you needed to help with something, you couldn't help. Christmas Eve, 10. Your significant other's birthday, 5. First date, 3. Seeing Bad Cinderella on Broadway, 10. A second date, 4. On a boat, 6. On a beach, 8. At home by yourself on a Friday night, 5. Meeting your significant other's parents, 2. Hosting a dinner party, 4. Attending a dinner party, 7. Any holiday from May to August, 10. Unless you're the host, then 7. Your cousin's bar or bat mitzvah, 10. Your parents' wedding vow renewal, 5. Until they start drinking, and then 10. Night when you know you're going to run into your ex, 4. Night when you know you're going to run into your crush, 5. A girl's night out, 12. And a girl's night out when you're going to go home and bother a man afterward who is waiting up for you, 17. Unspoken yet you.
Okay. So maybe that worked and I don't have to plug it in, or maybe I have to plug it in, whatever. So how do you feel about her skill, Jordan?
For the most part, agreed.
Okay. Now, as I listened to that originally, every prompt that she said, I was just 10. So I think.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
I'm like 10. 10. What the fuck you mean? 10. 10. 8. 10. 10. 10. It's a 10 for me. So I think my skill should be like from 10 to 15.
Oh.
And I think your skill should
be. Is it obliterated to blackout?
Yeah. And I think yours should be 1. 1, 2.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any more prompts, though, after listening to it again. So, the baby shower, you was just at. What was you?
Well.
Shout out to Simi.
Should have stayed at a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Went to an 8.
Okay.
Kids birthday party where like a 1-2 year old birthday party where the kids aren't really involved, we're just getting together with the kids.
You said the kids aren't involved?
Like they're there.
is Khadijah with me?
I don't know.
Cause it matters. Do I have to drive home or not?
You have an Uber, it's paid for.
10. Any Rigsby party that happens at the house, where do you get?
10. Well, it depends because them motherfuckers be out in the middle of fucking nowhere. So unless if I, let's just say there's always a DD involved.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Not a factor.
Okay.
It's your behavior at the party is the only thing we're concerned with.
Okay. 10.
10. Just to deal with your brother's bullying alone, I need to be a 10.
Yes. What other prompts we got?
High school reunion.
12.
No. I think should have kept it at a 7 for me, but went to 11.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting. In these scenarios, I can tell you what I probably should have been, but what I've done are two different things.
Okay.
What the plan was versus what happened.
Your close friend's wedding.
Let's say one of the squad get married.
10.
10.
That whole, if you're in the wedding, 5 because you need to be available in case something happens. Fuck y'all. I did everything I was supposed to up until this point.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Once when drinks get introduced, yeah, count me out. I did my part. Exactly. I was just a part of the wedding.
I helped you plan it. I probably put some shit together. Mm-hmm. Once we get to the ceremony, it's hands off.
I was tipsy walking down the aisle for my partner wedding and my sister's wedding. I was like, it's lit. You know what I'm saying? I walked sis down.
Definitely keep it at a 5 until the ceremony is over. You could never even hear of that, but you
should what keep language it at, are you speaking right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. You should foreign. Keep it at a 5 until the ceremony is over.
No.
At least.
Uh-uh. I was 5 when I walked sis down the aisle, and then as soon as we finished, that shit went 0 to 60 real quick, and I got to 11 and started taking shit off and telling my partner Omar all the appreciative things. Because when I get fucked up around him, I just get to him and then just start talking shit. Like, here we go. Here we go. Thank you, Omar. Where else do you get fucked up? Festival. we're festival goers.
You know, for me and my anxiety, I got to keep it around a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And also me and the way that I have to be around a bathroom after I break the seal. It's a struggle.
Guess mine.
If I 11.
10.
If I had a VIP pass with access to my own bathroom, I'm going 12.
Oh, maybe that's the evolution of festivals. Like, you know how we always can do the VIP, we never do. Let's get the VIP
where we can right walk up to the spot that we want to be at. I can get right back the fuck out, get to the bathroom. I ain't got to deal with people crushing me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. While we're at it, since I'm on my grandma's spiel today, two things that these kids, these pandemic babies that have now, and when I say babies, turn 21 before, during, right after, don't understand about social activities, concerts are different now. Like, they don't fucking understand personal space whatsoever. It's like they didn't get a chance to develop it, and so they're just like, fuck it, we're just gonna be on top of each other. I don't know, it's very strange, and I don't like it. And it's not on some grandma shit. Like, I went to shows as a baby, and I don't remember none of this shit happening. The second thing is them throwing shit on stage.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's every performer. It's all of them across the board. You're seeing it with every type of, like, y'all gonna get y'all ass whooped one day.
Yeah, they're gonna 6ix9ine that shit.
That shit is not cool. Stop throwing shit on stage. I don't understand why that's funny to them, especially like hard shit. Like, throw a bra. We've been throwing bras since the 60s, but a fucking phone? Chill out.
And then get mad once when, like, the artist gets a hold of the phone and, like,
if
breaks
it. I was on the fucking stage and someone threw a phone at me, when I tell you I'm picking that bitch up and throwing it at the back wall through the skim.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking your shit up.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to see this phone again.
Ever.
You think you're going to get a selfie. I'm finna A-Town stomp that bitch with my
Crocs
on.
Don't let that shit hit me. It's over with.
Yeah. It's the nerve.
The two shows that I've been to in the last couple of months have had to be stopped multiple times. Now, I will say Astroworld obviously changed everything.
Yeah.
And everybody's terrified of anything happening. But I don't ever remember the crowd getting so close to the stage that we had to stop and be like, are you okay? Can you breathe? Shit don't make sense to me. Not in no fucking, in the fucking Palladium? Where are we crushing in the Palladium? What?
I think it depends on the artist, because Travis is like a mosh pit ass artist.
We're not even gonna talk about Travis and his demon frequencies and his music. But
that was a final four in my bracket, ma'am. You will respect him. That is
but
a final four.
I'm talking
four.
About Jid, and then I'm talking about Epic High. Fucking Korean hip hop. That show actually didn't get too crazy. It was actually very enjoyable. Everybody kind of minded their business and spread out. But
with JID? Yeah, that don't make sense.
It didn't make no sense. Yeah. And then fucking Smino had to do that shit afterwards, too. Anyway, back to
y'all monkey asses down.
Back to the...
A the regular night in Deep Ellum.
A regular night. 8. I want to get up the next morning, no hangover.
I'm opposite. 4.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, 4. It'd be too much shit. And if I get to my 10, I'm liable to get myself in some shit.
then I ain't gonna be in my Marita check. My ass can't cash.
But I need to do, I need to go far enough to take the edge off of my anxiety of being in DFLM.
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
Company Christmas party.
Ooh, I did one of those. Zero.
You didn't drink at all?
No.
Really?
Nah, y'all got me fucked up. They didn't know who I was. And I worked there for 7.5 years.
Damn. I would make a joke. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah. I would make a joke and they would be surprised. Like if I said something like, oh my God, that was so funny. Or you are so crazy. I'd be like, motherfucker, that was a baby, baby something. The only one who kind of understood like how I really acted was I had one coworker.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they just thought I was like,
that's so wild. Yeah. You know, my whole life, right? I've been very loud, very just whatever, clumsy, embarrassing, all of that. And every time I walk into a new situation, I'm like, this is the time where I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be demure. I'm going to be mysterious. This is the time.
Block twist, motherfucker.
No one's going to know who I am. Your never fucking fails. I end up in the middle of some shit being an idiot.
Hey, I just, number one, I'm a little different because, you know, you got a code switch, right? But once when I code switched, I never let up. Dead motherfucker, just as soon as I walked, as soon as I got downtown, I changed. Mm. And as soon as I left out, you know, I'm back to regular me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another reason why I ended up having to leave, was because, you know, after so long, this shit starts to break you down once you're not even in the office.
These are facts. I definitely have the benefit of the privilege of being able to be goofy and still be respected.
Yeah. I couldn't walk in there and be like, y'all, the way y'all processing is stupid as fuck. Or even like on some silly shit, like, y'all, ain't no way that's gonna work. Like, they to be like, why are you talking like that? And what is your idea? Like, motherfucker, nah. Anyways, an award show.
Am I receiving or I just get it?
You're receiving an award.
You know, if I know I'm going to win something, 9.
10.
Yeah.
I just need somebody up there.
I'm trying to get like Lizzo at the fucking, Lizzo and Adele at the table taking shots at they men. I'm trying to be like that.
We're trying to, you got to get silly.
Yeah.
But I'm just, we've done drunk podcasts and are afraid to listen to them, let alone if we're at an award show. Hold on, what the fuck, my phone at?
Dumbass shit. I'm going to be Doja Cat on stage, pulling my panties out my shit.
Yes.
Talking about I just went to the bathroom.
You got to.
Unfortunately.
For my boo Doja. What else?
That took me by surprise. I forgot what I was going to say.
Your best friend's funeral.
It's going to be like a 20 eventually. I'm going to be at the funeral on like a 4.
Yeah,
I'm taking a shot. I'm riding the car from the ceremony.
It's a ceremony.
From the eulogy to the plot, I'm taking a shot or two somewhere in there. And I probably took one before we went in.
Right, right.
And then once that's over with, I'm going with the other people that actually knew them.
Right. Definitely a 47 and a half.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and have the IV prepped by the bed.
And just know, you're not going to hear from me for like 2 more days. And it's not, I mean, I'm going to come around too and I'll figure out how to process. But just give me a second.
Yeah.
That was dark.
Morbid.
Your parents' retirement party.
I don't think my mom's ever going to retire. But
so when it finally happens. If it does.
An 8. We did a party for my mom and I emceed it with my little brother, my baby brother. So I got to be drunk enough to help emcee. And I'm probably the person who's seen the evolution of my mom and, you know, her business. So I got to give the speech.
Mm.
So 9.5. Psych 10. There's only a few options in the world that is going to be lower than a 10.
I think I was an 8 solely because I kept having to have conversations with their colleagues that I had known since I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only 26-ish at the time. So I was still trying to figure out how to drink around the aunties and uncles type shit.
Right, right, right.
Speaking of, I was at a baby shower this weekend with a lot of Nigerian family members who are very conservative in a lot of ways. And they kept, for one, they always give me the bottle to pop. And we kept drinking champagne. And I popped the bottle like twice before everybody started drinking. It was one of the things where once I did it, everybody was drinking. It was cool. Or like a couple hours later, aunties left. And so other people that came had started drinking. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like they were just like, look at this white devil in this fucking tent.
I was sure finna fucking call you a white devil. You didn't even know it. You didn't even know it. I knew I was gonna call you a white devil.
I was feeling like a white devil with the alcohol in my hands. I was just trying to pretend like wasn't nobody looking at me.
Ain't no problem. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta dare to be different.
It was definitely one auntie though that did not give a fuck how she was looking at me. Just like stank face. Yes, exactly like that. I was like, ma'am, it is what it is.
Like, hey. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I'm going to get fucked up. Here's one thing that I've learned, and I want everybody to adopt this. I don't believe in respect. At this point in my life, I don't think I have to adhere to those, like, old rules of I'm not going to drink in front of my elders or I'm going to hold my tongue. Like, I'm finna be 33. I speak freely, no matter if I'm a friend of my family or my in-laws, whatever. If I want to drink, I'm going to drink. If I want to curse, I'm going to curse. Like, why? Because if I was their age, I wouldn't care if a 30-something. Like, a grown man, I don't depend on anybody. Mm. I'm my own person. The Rigsby's are the Rigsby's. Mm-hmm. So if I walk into a room and something looks stupid, I'm like, that's stupid as shit. Or I respect them. Like, I won't talk to them crazy, but I'm going to speak freely if I'm talking. Or if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't care what you think. Yeah. Because what you going to do, whoop me?
Mm. Yeah. I think it's for me. because I have realized here recently that I've been cussing hard in front of my parents. But my parents have provided a safe space for me where my mama don't like it, but she doesn't. Y'all raised me to be my own person, so I'm gonna be my own person. And when you drink, you say motherfucker every 5 seconds. So where do you think I got it from?
Right.
Type shit. However,
I'm your motherfucking daughter.
I'm your motherfucking daughter. However, and my mama's favorite shit to say when she drunk is, "You stupid motherfucker." She cracks me up every time, and she'd be so serious. But anyway. With that being said, she comes from a long line of like junior league ladies and a lot of pomp and circumstance and tradition that like we're already the heathen side of the family because we don't like go to church and they can't figure out if I'm gay or not because I just don't be bringing my boyfriends around because...
I bet you are an enigma like a motherfucker.
They don't really know what to feel. They know that I... So I have a cousin who's very outspoken. I mean, she's a hippie. She smokes weed. She's a journalist. She goes to marches of like every fucking protest. She goes to school in Austin or whatever. And so she like lives her life out loud because she is Gen Z to the max. And so I was the oldest on that side of the family. And so I kind of had to like, I didn't get to do that as much as her, but whenever she does those and my grandma is like, I don't know how I feel about that. I am supporting her. And my grandma and I have gotten into arguments. Like I check her often because she's an old white lady from West Texas. So she needs to be checked from time to time.
Right.
Same thing with my mama. But, I don't know. There's definitely one of those things where it's just like, I only feel the need to push it so far. So, but I do drink in front of her. The drinking does happen and I don't smoke. And that's the thing that she really is stressed about. So that's my mama and my cousin got to figure that shit out amongst themselves. There's a lot of hiding of some shit going on there. But as long as I don't, I couldn't get obliterated from my grandma. Not on purpose.
I've seen my grandma obliterated.
Yeah, that's a different story.
So I feel like I can do it. Now, here's something. Speaking of you being an enigma and somebody being a part of a bit, I want you next time you're around your family, show up in some overalls and like a trucker hat.
No, fuck no.
and see how many people say, are you gay or not? No. Like, are you finally coming out?
No.
Like, you got to have, like, a I'm coming out moment. It just never come out.
I'm not in the mood.
It's time.
I'm not in the mood. And that's the other thing is, for that side of my family, everything is, like, put on your face. Get dressed to do things. You don't go out not dressed without your hair done and your makeup and yada yada. So just showing up barefaced from work feels gay to them. Like, that is so not feminine enough that you must be into girls. You're not trying to impress any men out here at all. Whereas the other side of my family is confused by the makeup that I wear and the hyper femininity that I do express. It's very weird. It's a very weird scale that I'm on.
Hey, bro.
There's no one on that side of my family. That side of my family, there's very few women in general. And all of them are very pragmatic and, like, practical about everything is comfort or has a use or things along those lines. And there is some beauty here and there. Like, I gave my cousin makeup tips for her wedding, which was, like, a really cute moment because I have nothing in common with any of that side of the family whatsoever. I'm literally the country bumpkin that, like, is vain and, like, cares about dumb shit, but, like, got good grades, but that's because she's in Texas and the school system is trash. But we were talking about makeup tips and shit, and we, like, bonded over that, and it was so cute. And then she got married, and now they're divorced.
Damn.
But... Yeah. I enjoyed myself. I had a great time. I love all of them, but they have absolutely no fucking clue who I am or, like, what I care about. Or
let's share this podcast with them. It's time. I'll talk about that off my Twitter. are we done here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have discussed a lot today, to say the least, and I think it's only right that Jordan wraps us up appropriately. So
this week we explained to you how your data is being sold, and while we're sometimes concerned about it, at least we're providing fire content for the AI comedians.
Hey, man, these are facts. And did you know that you can, like, let's say I do subtitles or whatever for an AI, the AI could predict the conversation for us.
Not shocked.
So I may do that.
Color me shocked.
I may just drop a whole episode of an AI-generated podcast and see how the fuck that gets. And I bet you TikTok would push that shit and make it go viral. Whatever. Whatever you do in these streets, just don't be the next meme. Holla.
Deuces.